Hi, this is the All-American Man, Alex Matthews, the hardest worker in wrestling today, and you're listening to the Wrestle Whore Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror.
Well, you know, I got to say, Cody is a master, and I live 10 minutes away from the FGW arena.
Oh, okay.
And my daughter was training with Cody for about a year.
Okay.
And her boyfriend talked her out of it.
What a fool. But yeah.
He was training too.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He got disillusioned by the reality of pro wrestling.
Interesting.
So he convinced her to step away from it. I was so mad because she was within probably about a month of going and doing a show on Friday night.
Wow. And she just walked away.
Away from it.
Interesting. That's sad.
Drives me nuts to this day, but she's still my daughter and I still love her regardless, but it's like, oh, you're killing me.
Right. That's great.
Wow. She bought gear from Zoe Sky.
Wow.
And all this other stuff. And then she quit. It's like, ugh.
Man,
but it is what it is.
Right.
You know, I can't change that. She's 25 years old. She can make her own choices. I don't agree with it, but she's an adult.
Right.
But Cody taught her so much, Alex. I mean, right before she quit, she had just successfully completed her first moonsault.
Wow. She can already do more than me.
But, Cody, mad props to Cody. He's amazing, and the talent he's churned out over the years.
For sure. And the guys that wrestle at FGW, like you said, from the FGW arena, I remember I went there for the first night, and they made me feel at home. They made me feel family. You know, I didn't know any of them. I was nervous. I stood in the corner. Most people who know me when I'm in the back of a wrestling, when we're about to go wrestle, I just find myself because, you know, it's weird, right? I get on camera, I get pressure put on, or like you said, when we go out there for the show, but like, that's all I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about what we're going to, and it's just, it's not planning the match per se, but just thinking about, like I said, those little things and trying to be better and trying to implement. All right. So today we're going to do this. And today just thinking about it. But anyway, back to, like you said, just making me feel like home and making me feel like, welcoming me, saying, hey, how are you? You know, trying to involve me in things and trying to, you know, just make it more than just, you know, another wrestling show, you know. And Punk Rock Kid too, cool guy, you know, definitely sweetheart, and just, you know, wanted to help me out. You know, he always tells me all the time, he's like, oh, you know, you've seen this a million times. I'm like, it doesn't matter if I've seen a million times. I want your input. And it's always great input. And it's always when we go out there and we do it, it's always great. You know, it's like, and so, I mean, like I said, every guy or every person at FG, or every person, yes, guy, gal, great wrestlers. And definitely, you know, it's great that Cody offers something like that where we can go in there, cut our teeth week after week and be able to, you know, improve our craft. And for a team. Audience, right? They just got that Dayton TV deal. I'm not sure if they already had it or I forget the details, but you know, they now they're on TV and they're doing more and more production than at least I've overheard Cody and some of the production in the back to talk about that they've ever done. So I mean, always improving, always going.
Oh yeah, I agree with you. I was they actually called me to be a ring announcer back in December when Rick Toms couldn't be there. And so I came out there and everybody's very warm behind the scenes and hi, you know, nobody ignored me as everybody came up to me, just like the boys are supposed to. You're supposed to go around and meet everybody, and everybody was coming up to me, and you know, it just, it made me feel really good, being that, you know, I've been going since before Origins 2. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden at the end of December, I was ring announcing for them, and always been in the seats. Now I'm in the ring. So they were all just great people. And, you know, Cody runs a tight ship, but he runs a warm family type ship, if that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely. I completely agree. Cody's the law, and everybody knows that. You don't cross the law, right? But at the same time, he gives you the platform to provide your passion and love of mm-hmm. pro wrestling.
Yep, definitely. Definitely. And as a matter of fact, speaking of Cody Hawk, he's going to be wrestling at the Arnold as well.
Yep, that's true. How many nights is here? I know I saw him and Shauna are wrestling, and I think a mixed gender match?
One of them is. They're going to be wrestling on Saturday and Sunday.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, they got a mixed tag, and then they're doing singles on Sundays. So they'll be there 2 days.
Yeah. Well, Shauna's in a triple threat match.
Yeah.
But yeah, they'll both be up there, and not only that, but we got Matt Taylor.
Yep.
We've got Scotty Amos.
Yep.
Charlie Fairfax.
All right. I'm trying to think if there's somebody else that right off the Damian Chambers.
Damian Chambers, tag team champion right now in FGW.
That guy's on to something. I'll put that guy over any day. That guy's on to something. I hope he gets Crash Jackson. Is he on? I know he's doing.
He's not on the card.
Okay. I know he's doing the gut check. I like Crash.
He's doing the gut check?
Crash Jackson.
Yeah. Good for him. He's good.
Yeah. So speaking of which, since we're going to be on here and put him on the spot. Donnie, you got guys out here wrestling 2 days. I told you months ago that I wanted to wrestle all three.
Right. I know. I've had to turn a bunch of people away for, can't even fit them on.
I know. I remember Donnie, he goes, you want to wrestle the Arnold? I'm like, what kind of question is that? Of course I want to wrestle the Arnold. Then, I know. I was like, I'll make sure I'm free all 3 days. I'm going to go ahead. We're going to go ahead. I'll be all available for you. And then I saw, like I said, saw that James Avery open challenge. And I was like, I was all over it. Mm-hmm. I want. So super excited for that. And I think this is my first Arnold actually with you guys. I, for whatever reason, I can't remember in my head, let alone all the other stuff that I've already mentioned for the last, how long now? I don't know why I haven't, I don't know whatever happened or what came up or what have you, but, It's super exciting and super nerve wracking. Cause like, I mean, I've loved bodybuilding too. And of course, you know, people, and just like the atmosphere. I mean, I subscribe to guys like Chris Bumstead. I watched Nick Walker, Ryan Terry, Arnold Classic champion before Men's Physique. Just guys like that. And, you know, knowing that they'll be there and, you know, Arnold in general, just the spectacle that will be, and you know, wrestling in front of that type of crowd, it's like nerves, but it's good nerves, right? Like, you know, like I said, you starting to get confidence in yourself and you're like hope to deliver and want to deliver, and then like you were talking about the impact gut check and things like that, and it's like it's more eyes and you start to get a little more nervous, but at the same time it's just what we do, right? That we wrestle because we love to wrestle. It doesn't matter who's there or what. It's just I want to go out there, have a good match with James, and you know, hopefully somebody will talk about me later in a good way, right? Like, hopefully it'll be like, man, James, that was good, you know.
You never know who's gonna be there. I mean, I'm expecting some WWE and AEW talent to be there as well, just because it's the Arnold.
I mean, that's fair. Yeah.
And you never know what promotions are going to have scouts out there to see what's going on at New Ohio Wrestling.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's rumors that people are going to be in the crowd watching the shows. So you never know. Like I said, our goal is to open doors for people. So hopefully, you know, something good comes out of it.
I'm hoping. Yeah.
That'd be really, I mean, and that's the other thing. Like I was talking about unfathomable, like just like thinking that type of deal would happen to me. And I don't know, you know, why I think like that sometimes, but just, I don't know. We watch, like I said, we watch these guys for however long and we think of them in a certain way, and to think that that could be us, you know, and I know tons of guys who that's happened to. They've gotten signed, they got their contracts and they're doing their thing, you know, and that's great for them, but it's just hard to imagine for me. I don't know. The boyhood dream has come true for Alex. Just hard to imagine, man.
You never know. I mean, there might be a door open for you after this.
And I'll give all the credit to Donnie Hoover.
Donnie takes payments.
Yeah. I'm sure he does.
I'll just take attaboys. That's enough for me.
Yeah. But what are you guys, just because I feel like this will be because I know you guys got a lot of guys on the card that might also not be familiar with this area or they're more associated with different areas. What type of guys are you guys excited to see that aren't like what is this guy's name? Victor Benjamin. Is that true? He's mm-hmm. there, right? Victor
Benjamin. Yeah, he'll be there all 3 days. He's coming up for the weekend. And he's been on our shows before, so I'm real familiar with him and Lady Frost. They've both been on our shows and stuff. So, yeah, I'm excited to see him. Actually, to be honest, one guy that I've always wanted to watch just out of curiosity, and he's actually another one of the James Avery's accepted James Avery challenge, is Jamie Holly. I've always been interested in him, and I wanted to see what kind of, because he reminds me of a big stocky Rick Steiner type of wrestler. And so I'm just curious to see what he can do. And because he's one, I've never seen any of his work in person and stuff, which there's quite a few that I haven't. But Jamie Holly kind of has my interest for a little bit.
What about you, Jim?
You know, there's so much talent coming in. I'm familiar with Victor Benjamin, but the one that's got me most curious is his now Magic Jake Dumas, or mm-hmm. Dumois. He used to be Fable Jake in the NWA, and they changed his gimmick. And, you know, we talked to him last week, and I'm really interested to see what he can do, because he seems like he's the type of talent that could really draw the attention of a crowd.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So he's the one I'm looking. I mean, there's a lot of talent that I've seen and I know how they work. But he's one of the ones I want to see. I want to see how he works and everything. So yeah, it would be him and Beast Man are my two ones I want to see work this weekend.
For sure. I just did a tag match with Beast Man. Well, not with him, against him, but that's pretty good. It was pretty different. Like you said, you know, used to wrestling guys your size. Well, everybody's for the most part bigger than me, but now a really big man, you know, getting to do it as a heel and get to be like that cowardly, you know, classic old school, just big man versus little man thing. That was cool. Especially with the gimmick too. Very cool.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So Donnie, mm-hmm. even though we talked a whole lot about horror, we've got to get a little bit of horror in there.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. It wouldn't be a wrestle horror without it.
So, yeah. Well, I think you need to pop the question on Alex.
All right. Well, first off, are you a big horror fan, or do you have an old school icon that you favor, or what? How are you about horror films?
Well, I would say I used to. You know, when you get married, you have kids. You know, you can't necessarily always watch movies anymore, right? So I'd say I wouldn't say, you know, horror films exactly. It depends on your definition of horror. I like the more suspense and thriller movies. Kind of goes with my wrestling style, like I was telling a story, but just, mm-hmm. you know, give the bumps. And trying to think what would be one. I really liked The Conjuring when it came out. I really liked The Conjuring. I thought that was really good. You're smiling a little bit. What do you think? Go ahead.
There's a reason I'm smiling, and I will explain it to you. Donnie's like, oh, shit, here we go again. Okay, you enjoyed The Conjuring.
Yeah.
Okay. How much do you believe that story?
Well, all right. If you watch the movie, I don't believe the end. But
okay.
I mean, I would say I would arguably believe in some paranormal, you know what I mean, here and there. So, I mean, there's some stuff that I would believe somewhat happened. I don't know about the whole thing. You know, that's why it's called based on a true story. It's not all true.
Correct. Now, the reason that I laugh.
Here it comes.
I'm a paranormal investigator.
Really? Okay. Okay.
And on September 9th of this year, Donnie and Terry, myself and my wife, Shauna Reed, and a friend of mine are going to investigate the actual Conjuring House in Rhode Island.
Holy crap. That's it. Yes. I hope the best for you. I hope the best for you.
Yeah, I've never done them before, so it's definitely going to be interesting. I figure go big or go home.
And that was my thought process, because I bought a whole bunch of new equipment. My latest piece of equipment that just came in is a thermal imaging camera.
Oh, okay. That's cool. That's super sweet. Yeah. That'll be super.
Not dude. Cheap.
No, I bet. Don't doubt it.
But awesome. I was playing with it all weekend. I was watching it. I let my dog out in the backyard, and I could tell where she took a dump. You know, it's like,
gosh.
What's
just because you're talking about it, and like we're on the theme of horror. What was like the craziest thing that you've ever experienced since you said you're a paranormal investigator? What was the craziest thing you've ever experienced?
That's a good question. There's two things that come to mind. And both of them actually happened. There's a decommissioned prison in West Virginia called in Moundsville. And it's a former West Virginia State Penitentiary.
Okay.
And one of the things that happened is I was sitting in the cafeteria, pitch darkness with my ex-wife who was investigating with me at the time, and mm-hmm. someone grabbed my pant leg and pulled.
Oh man.
Now I had a night vision scope and I looked around, I couldn't find anything. And I'm gonna amend that to three things, and I'll tell you the second one, then the third one. The second thing in that same prison was I was doing an EVP session, and my ex-wife was like, "Oh, look, there's orbs on the camera." I'm not a big fan of orbs because there's too many ways that they can be
right.
You know, debunked.
Right.
But I went back through the audio, and I've got an ethereal voice on my recording saying, what did you get?
Wow.
And the third thing is the Waverly Hills Sanatorium in Louisville, Kentucky. And my current wife and I were there, and on the fourth floor, what they do, if you take the 2-hour tour, there are absolutely no lights on this floor whatsoever. And they'll take people and they'll send them down a hallway. And the reason for this is because there are shadow people that occupy the fourth floor. And people say, oh yeah, it's BS. But I watched my wife walk down the hallway and completely disappear from sight. And then she reappeared when she started walking back, and it wasn't because of distance. It was because something was blocking.
Wow.
So those are three things that really stand out to me in paranormal investigation. And I'm what you call a hopeful skeptic.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hard time believing, but I want to believe, and I'm looking for that proof.
I get that. I get that.
And with the Conjuring House, I'm hoping to get a whole lot of proof.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. That'd be well, super.
You just check my underwear after we're done. You'll probably get all the proof you need. Hey, what was the place you were at where the ghost didn't like you, or didn't want to provide any activity because you were around or something?
Yeah, that was at, there's a bar in Wilder, Kentucky, which is just across the river from Cincinnati. It's called Bobby Mackey's.
Okay.
And I went there with some Ghost Hunters International people back in the mid 2000s, late 2000s. And they have a device called an ovilus. And what it does is it takes electronic phenomena and translates it into voice.
Mm-hmm.
So we were all sitting, there's about 20 of us sitting in a group, and the guy that was leading the group said, okay, everybody ask the question, are you not talking because I'm here? Because we were getting nothing but static, nothing coming across. And I'm about in the middle of the group, and everybody's going through, and they get to me, and I say, are you not talking because I'm here? And it says, yes, clearly.
So, wow.
So they asked me to get up and leave the room. Now, I was still within earshot because it's a bar and the walls aren't full, but I was in a separate section of the bar. Now, as I'm standing in the separate section of this bar, they're starting to talk to it again, and it's chattering up a storm. But to my left, I can hear bar stools moving where nobody is.
What?
That was just one of those things. I didn't have the equipment I have now.
Right. I wonder why I didn't, or what I didn't like about you.
That's a good question. And maybe it's because I was a skeptic.
Right, right.
Would not talk until after I left the room. Then it was chattering up a storm.
Right. You ever, I wouldn't say, not to get, because I could talk about this stuff. This stuff's always interests me. But just like things that are, you can clearly, I wouldn't say clearly tell, because those are certain special people that can tell those types of deals. But like, clearly something is not good here. You know, like this is not something we should play with. Or, you know, it's like, we got to go style. You know, you go somewhere and you go, we got to go.
Well, and that's one of the things that concerns me about the Conjuring House. My wife and I, we've been doing this for over 20 years, and we know how to protect people from bad spirits.
Right.
And I say bad spirits, bordering on demonic.
Right.
And we're going to go over the team, you know, because none of these people have really done anything like this. I mean, Chris and I are the experts on this. And so there's going to be protections in place to make sure they don't bring anything nasty home.
Right, for sure.
And silver is a beautiful deterrent, just so you know.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
I wear a silver necklace with a silver charm all the time.
Hmm.
But silver will help protect against bad forces. But it's got to be constant. If you're going to be in that location, you just can't not have some kind of silver on you. And it can't just be a little bitty piece. It's got to be, you know, at least a little bit of a substantial amount of silver to deter that.
That's interesting. What about you, Donnie? Me and Jim been going back and forth. What's your favorite horror, or what recent movie would you say that came out? Because you said you were an '80s guy earlier. What's something recent that you really liked when it came out?
To be honest, I actually liked the new Texas Chainsaw that came out, because I didn't okay. go into the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre looking for a story. I went in looking for what it was a gory slasher, because I'm a slasher fan. And, you know, the story was kind of, in some ways it was kind of corny, but some ways I got it and it didn't add up. Like, the story didn't line up with the others, but the gore was phenomenal. I mean, yeah, for what it was amazing.
Gotcha.
It was a gore fest.
Oh yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
It was. I mean, especially the bus scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah, like I said, I've seen a lot of people bashing it and stuff, you know, like, oh, it sucked, this and that. And that's because they were going in looking for a story. And I'm like, that's not what Texas Chainsaw Massacre is. Like, it's a slasher, you know.
Well, you know, just because to show, like I said, how far back I watched them, you guys might not remember them right offhand. The one thing that, like, I always got, I wouldn't say turned off with, but like, it was like, I got turned off, but then turned back on, was with the Saw films. And the reason for that is, like, I liked the Saw films, you know, they were good. Like, it was a nice, good story. First one, you know, dude walks, you know, all that, and had good principle and things like that, that you could follow. And then it started to get a little carried away. And like, it's like, it was hard to follow kind of there for a minute from what I can remember, where I was just like, this is just like you said, gore is that that's all it was.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
yeah, they call it torture porn is what they call it.
You know, where it's getting kind of like the story's getting lost, but then you caught back up and they caught the story back towards the end half, where you started to get into the, what was it, like the sixes, seven, or final chapter, whichever, however many it was, and all came back around and things like that. And then, so I don't know, I wanted your guys' principle, like I said, just because we've barely talked about horror, I just wonder what you guys thought about those.
Yeah, like I said, you know, I'm okay with a slasher film that doesn't have a solid, consistent story. And because, you know, I go in expecting it is what it is. Just like I'm a huge Jason fan. I'm a Friday the 13th guy. And they're probably the prime example of stories that didn't stay on track. I mean, you know, they just got to a certain point and like, all right, we're going to turn left and we're going to put him here and then we're going to put him here. And, you know, then they brought it back around and they made a new remake and tried to explain how he was always in certain spots. And, you know, so, but, you know, Jason's just my guy, you know, he's a slasher and he's, you know, him and Michael Myers are probably, you know, or not probably, they are the two greatest slashers ever created. So, you know, yeah, that's just, it is what it is. You know, like I said, people, like you said, you like thrillers. And me and my wife just saw a good thriller the other night called No Exit. It was on Hulu and it was like a drama thriller and it was actually really good. And, but yeah, like I said, I'm a slasher guy and, you know, I like, the found footage films too. I've realized a few years back that I'm a pretty big fan of found footage films. So those kind of are in down my alley as well.
Yeah, those are cool. What's that movie? I can't remember what it's called offhand for whatever reason. I'm a probably catch heat because I know a lot of people love it. What was the one where like the blind man and they try to rob his house and then it turns out that he actually tries to get them? What movie was that? And they came out with a second one.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I cannot remember the title.
Yeah. Hush was a different movie, so that's not it.
Yeah, Hush was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean Hush was good. I remember Hush.
What you're talking about.
Yeah, but that movie, like you, when we were talking about drama thriller, yeah,
it was Don't Breathe.
Don't Breathe. There it is. That movie. That one was really good. Like I even liked. I even found because I saw it in theaters. I even liked how. When they shot the gun in the color, because it was like black or it was dark, or, you know, tried to portray that it was dark, like the camera work. And then it was like when they shot the gun, it was like color for like a moment and then went back to black. Like, I just thought like that was just cool. It was different. Like, you don't see stuff like that where it was just like, it was almost like it was trying to be realistic and like trying to be first person. Like, what would happen if like you did that, you know? You encountered stuff like that. It was cool, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, going back to Saw, I've got all the Saw movies. Love them. I'm a fan of the gore, you know? It's like, I want something to just horrify me. I want something to just make me cringe. And, you know, we could go on and on for hours about this because I'm a professional haunted house actor.
Right.
And so it's very difficult to scare me.
I get that.
You have all the hostile films too?
Yes, I do. That's torture porn.
No, yeah.
More so than Saw is. That's definitely torture porn.
Mm-hmm. I definitely time I saw that movie. That's exactly what I thought. I walked away and I was like, what did I just watch?
Watch a Serbian film.
I've actually heard of a lot of my friends have tried to say that. They said, you should watch that. I said, I am never going to watch that movie. Remember, I said,
watch Terrifier.
Mm-hmm. Terrifier is a good one.
Okay.
We actually had the killer on our show.
Oh, really?
It was last year, I think. Mm-hmm. Plays Art the Clown. And he's just nasty. He's an evil. He doesn't say a word. Watch it and you'll understand. I don't want to give anything away.
All right.
But it's definitely, I became a fan of that. And then of course there's Girls with Balls.
Right. Which is currently on Netflix.
Oh God.
Oh, it was bad.
Are you guys fans of bad horror films? Like so, you laugh.
I am to a certain extent. Yeah. Yeah. I was a fan of Girls with Balls because everybody watching it with us was hating it. So it made it fun for me because I knew I was torturing them, but it's basically a girls volleyball team meets Hills Have Eyes. It's pretty much right. What it is.
Holy.
And it was Donnie and Terry and me and Chris, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I think we had our daughter for a while, and then she gave up and went upstairs.
Right. Terry and Chris are like, are you serious? And me and you were like, hey, Girls with Balls.
Yeah, give it a chance.
Horrible.
But, mark that.
But fun. Yeah. You but. See nubile young girls with volleyballs and mutants that are trying to do whatever, you know. It's like,
oh my.
So Donnie, I think you need to drop the question on Alex.
All right. Yep. Yeah, we're gonna put you on the spot here. There is no right or wrong answer. It's all for fun. We just like to get inside the minds of our guests and see if they're just as twisted and weird as we are. So that question is, you are the main serial killer in your own horror film. What is your go-to kill?
What is my, oh man. You know, I would actually say, and I'm not going to have an exact one because I can't remember, but I would say, I just lost it. What I think it's called The Collector. You guys remember that movie?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That is who I would like to be. If I was going to have one, that is what I would do.
Nice.
Nice, precise, like little, like.
Just have you a nice collection.
Yeah. But the what was it? The piano scene where he uses the piano wire and he sets it up like, you know, obviously she runs through the hallway 50 times. Then all of a sudden somebody, you know, puts it out there. Like that type of ordeal. I don't know. Just like the little. The collector. I would say I would try to resemble that. Very if nice.
Piano wire is always a good kill.
But I mean, that's just the most memorable that I remember from that movie. But I remember just because we're talking about it, like you said, I love the Collector was a really good movie when it came out. I loved that movie. I remember when part two came out and I was so excited to see that movie just because of how good the Collector was. I do remember that.
No, very cool.
Very awesome. So Alex, tell people how they can find out, even though you don't like social media that much.
Yeah, I mean, they can find me on Facebook, Alex Matthews, Facebook. I do have a Twitter, even though I started it because I like I said, you got to be involved in social media these days, but I never use it. But I don't have the little thing right now, but I'm on Facebook and Twitter. Nothing crazy like Instagram and TikTok or whatever these people do these days. technically I have a YouTube channel, but it's like just to post matches and promos, and that's really it. So I mean, I guess you could find it on that. I have tons of, I wouldn't say tons, but I have okay matches on YouTube that they can, if they just search Alex Matthews Wrestling, they can find it. An Alex Matthews match from probably 2014 to, you know, 2016 to probably recent. I would say even probably recent. Okay. I would bucks on YouTube, but right, anything filmed. I mean, Donnie, what did you Fight TV, right? You said I have a couple of matches, that Jeff Cannon match that I referenced. I thought that was really good for somebody for how many years I had in the business. And I really enjoyed that match going in against Jeff Cannon. The tag match is on there from now. I'm trying to think what other we've did with now.
It was just those two. They're both on Fight.
So I mean, those are just a couple things, Jim, that people can try to find me. I wouldn't say I'm hard to find, I guess, being X amount of years in the business now. But now,
do you post your upcoming shows on any of your social media?
Oh, for sure. I always try to share. Like right now, I would say I'm pretty frequent with I just got into War. Me and Ryan Michaels with Nikon, the Entourage, War Wrestling in Lima, OCW, love OCW too. That's more Akron. And then there's Power Slam Pro Wrestling. They're like that picture behind you. It's just every once in a while I come in, you know, do a match for here and there. Those are primarily, I think, going more in Maslin now. They were doing Navarre and Maslin. Trying to think. Oh man, I was doing Pennsylvania for a little bit with All or Nothing Wrestling. Without looking at my calendar, that's just to name a few. I mean, I'm always open for anything. But that, oh yeah, I always try to share as much as I can. You know, promos. You know, so the poster, things like that. Try to talk about the match, you know, on social media, things like that.
Okay. So make sure you check out Alex Matthews on his social media. Find out where he's going to be next. By the time you hear this, he'll already been at the Arnold, but we're going to pretend like it's before then. And he will definitely be at the Arnold Wrestling, the stretcher, James Avery. Check out where he's going to be next. You never know where he's going to pop up in the tri-state area. For Donnie Hoover and myself, Meat Hook Jim, and our special guest, Alex Matthews, this is the Wrestle Horror Podcast. Thank you for joining, and we will see you on the next episode.
See you guys.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets, facebook.com/WrestleHorror, Instagram @WrestleHorror, Twitter @WrestleHorror, on YouTube at the Wrestle Horror channel. And you can also find us on our website, www.WrestleHorror.com.